Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Mana Pro Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Friday. Yep, Fun Friday, March 23rd, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference. If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chick. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today. Just one moment. Thank goodness for the mute button. I'm sure y'all don't want to hear me sneeze or cough or clear my throat. So thank you very much for staying with us today. It is Fun Friday. We made it through another week together. Yes, we did. And people in the chat room can probably testify to this, that if you can tune in every day at noon, not only will your day go by faster, but your week will go by faster, and Friday will be here before you know it. You'll learn a lot about all the topics that we bring from experts in their field. You'll have a good time. You'll have some laughs. You'll have some groans. You'll shake your head back and forth a few times, and we might even make you a little mad every now and then. But that's what we're all about, having a good time, spreading the poultry love. In fact, our slogan, Power to the Poultry, is what we believe here at Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So thanks for tuning in. Let me get over here to the chat room. It's slowly but surely filling up this fun Friday. We've got, of course, me, and then B.A. Chick. We've got Bard Rock. Cheap is in there. East Dallas Day, Flower Girl, several guests. Thank you very much for tuning today on Fun Friday. We would invite our guests to go ahead and register if you would. You can register with your Facebook account, your Twitter account, or just create one at Blog Talk Radio. Get a cool and unique, fun, and screen name, and then you can come on in and participate. Type, talk with people, meet some new friends, ask questions, have a great time. We invite you to do that, guests. We've got Jackie Easter. We've got Jessica Armstrong. Now, I'm going to just doubt, since we have listeners all over the globe, that is not the Jessica Armstrong that was a first grade teacher at my wife's school for the last 7 years. I'm just going to guess. It may be. If so, thanks for tuning in. But I doubt it's the Jessica Armstrong we know from my wife's school, former school. We've got Midnight's Moto Clown, Poet's Wife from Nashville. We've got Ralph Rhode Island Ruby, Sweet Potato, Vanessa, and of course, Walter. All righty. Yeah, where is Woodcutter Ron? Oh, we hadn't been in the chat room lately. I'm wondering if he's been arrested. It wouldn't surprise me. Oh, Woodcutter Ron. So maybe he will. Well, thank you very much, Rhode Island Ruby. Love y'all, especially you, CW. Thank you very, very, very much. Yes, he is on the planet. He is in a little town. Oh, goodness. It's in a southwest Georgia. I'm trying to think down there. There's a big lake. I fished on it before. Oh, my goodness. LaGrange? I think he's near LaGrange, Georgia. So just wanted to there's Bluegrass Mama. Better late than never. You're keeping up with your record of being late 963,443 consecutive times. I'm just glad you're tuning in. Better late than never, so says the girlfriend. So let's have a good, fun Friday. Let's have a good, fun Friday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Love you all. Love the all-time regular listeners. Love the new listeners. Want to send a shout-out to all of our over-the-road truck drivers that send us emails that they love listening to the show. Want to send out a shout-out to all the folks in the chat room, all the folks that listen to the archive. And nope, not thinking of Lake Blackshear. That's just down from us. Ron lives over on Lake West Point, or over near Lake West Point, which is over there near LaGrange. So that's two totally different lakes there, Bluegrass Mama. Want to say hello to all of our homeschoolers that are tuning in today, and of course, all of the feed and seed stores across the country that stream this show live for their customers Monday through Friday from 12 to 2. We'll probably have a little bit shorter show today. We've got some a weather situation moving in here. Y'all know that I'm not a big storm fan at all, and right now it just looks like rain. It doesn't look like maybe bad storms with tornadic activity, but there was one on the ground back in Alabama, and all of that's kind of heading our way. So with the warm-up of the day, I'm not sure what's going to go on. So I was hoping after the show to take the family out and find a park and maybe swing a little bit with Caleb, and also maybe get some raspberry plants or raspberry bushes, maybe some blueberry bushes too. We put some lattice work up about a year ago, and then we left. We hadn't moved down here full time yet. We couldn't water the blueberries or anything, so they all died. Go figure. Huh, I guess that happens when you don't water them, huh? So I don't think there's going to be tornado activity. I don't think so. This is the same storm that brought a lot of tornadoes through Texas and Louisiana the last few days, and it's finally making its way over here. And it looks like a pretty good squall line. And the last time I checked, maybe two times ago I checked, that did show a rotation and back over in Alabama. Now, who knows? It may dissipate before it gets over here, or it may intensify because of the heat. So either way, not a huge fan. of storms a long time ago when I was about 4 or 5 years old. Traumatic issue with my sister and storms, and it was just crazy. So I think ever since then I haven't been a big storm fan. So maybe I need to do some tornado chasing to kind of get over my fear of storms. You know, kind of like you go put yourself in a room full of snakes to get over your fear of snakes, I guess, or something like that. Oh my goodness, we've got a lot of great prizes to give away today. We got some cool prizes from the fam. Farm, and we've got some, everybody loves this. This is so cool. Jen and I make our own here at the Old Homestead, and we've got some homemade all-natural laundry detergent. Actually, you'll get your choice. I think it's 36 loads of homemade all-natural laundry detergent, or I think it's 18 loads of dish detergent. And I think it's a double pack of that. So you double those numbers, I'm pretty sure. I have to look and go check my email and make sure I'm yapping about the same or the right prize, and I'll make sure I don't give away too much. I ain't giving away stuff. It's fun. And I'll tell you, I was busy this morning getting some things done, sending out invoices, returning emails, talking to that. Oh, yesterday I was contacted by another TV producer, not specifically for me, though he is interested. They're filming a TV show. It's a nationally aired cable TV show. He did tell me what it was, but by law I'm not supposed to tell you or anybody else for that matter, because they don't want to do recruiting specifically for the show. But I posted it on our Facebook page yesterday. Let me get over there, and I'll just read you kind of what he was looking for. And so I posted it both on our Raleigh-Durham Backyard Poultry Meetup group and our Facebook page. And we got a few responses, and I forward them over there to him. Television show request: do you live near Raleigh, North Carolina? I was just contacted by a television producer of a national television show, and he is filming an episode next Tuesday, which I guess would be this coming Tuesday, March 27th, at a chicken farm in the area. And he is looking for someone to play the role of a farmer, a wood chopper, and a girl in her 20s. So as soon as I thought about that, I'm like, okay, who in the chat room could play the wood chopper? And I immediately thought of wood cutter Ron. So how about that? So we have the wood chopper, wood cutter Ron, and then I thought, who in the world could play the girl in her 20s? And I immediately thought of Rhode Island Ruby. So how cool is that? And then and then regarding the farmer, I thought, you know, well, I wear overalls all the time and have a little homestead and have a tractor. Maybe I could play the part of the farmer. So there, we have it right there. And we have me, the farmer, Rhode Island Ruby, the girl in her 20s. I don't know what role that she would play. And then and then woodcutter Ron, who's the wood chopper. So I'm thinking maybe I'm kind of going through this. I have no idea I do know what episode it is, so this would never take place on this episode. And I'm not going to tell you what episode it is. But I'm just thinking that maybe woodcutter Ron goes a little nuts chopping wood and chases after Rhode Island Ruby with the axe. And Rhode Island Ruby jumps up into my arms, and I protect her, and we fall in love, and then the movie ends ever so happily ever after. I don't know if it's the farmer's daughter or his wife or just a bystander. I have no idea. But anyway, we got probably about, I don't know, somewhere between a dozen and a dozen and a half people that responded that would be interested. So I forwarded all that information over the movie producer, television producer, and he thanked me last night. He called me a couple of times, and we chatted, and he said he would contact me back after this particular filming session was over to talk about a Chicken Whisperer show. Let me tell you, I'm not holding my breath, that's for sure. I've already talked to a couple of different TV producers. One up in New York who produces the television show, No Reservations with Anthony, whatever his name is. And I talked to them for about 3 months. She was really interested, and I sent them a big box of mugs and T-shirts and Chicken Whisperer gear and stuff. And wrote out, Ruby's laughing in her office. And then What was I going to say? And then it just kind of fizzled off. I think her biggest concern was, and I think I've shared with this before, her big concern was that they were looking for that wow factor. You know, Jen and I were thinking about, you know, having it like a This Old House type of episode, but for backyard poultry, you know, something like that, educational, you know, tour the country and do coop tours, do hatchery tours, you know, fight City Hall, things like that. Something educational that people, at least I would think, would want to watch, not just like some show about people getting parking tickets for an hour. Holy cow, the shows that are out there. And that's why I don't have a TV, folks. I watch some TV when I'm sitting in a hotel room on the road just to see what kind of crap's out there. But I don't have a TV. Don't want a TV. I'll get all my news if I need it from reliable sources, hopefully, on the internet versus TV or whatever. But anywho, I guess if I one day get a show, then I still won't need a TV because I'll be actually the one filming it and know what happens in the episode. But anyway, so I wanted to be educational, kind of like This Old House, but for chickens, and they wanted the pow factor, like I don't know, who knows? I think they used the term like Jerry Springer or, you know, what something. Anyway, so I mean, if there's a show about an exterminator that goes out and kills roaches, there should be one, an educational show at least about, you know, education and chickens and the big, you know, movement. And then the other one, and y'all remember this, I talked about it on the radio show and I even posted it on a on a Facebook page. I got contacted by a TV producer from Animal Planet last week, I believe it was, and after I told her and explained to her in detail kind of how this got started and what I do and the educational aspects of it and whatnot and my theory for a show, she very abruptly kind of ended the conversation. She's like, well, not really, but she was like, okay, well, what we're really looking for is we're looking for someone who actually communicates with chickens and actually has conversations with them and talks to them and communicates with them. And I said, well, you've reached the wrong dude. If I come across any crazy people, then I will definitely get them in contact with you. Just kidding. I think I told her, I said, nope, don't communicate with chickens other than maybe telling my hens that, you know, they got one choice, and that I'm either going to eat eggs or chicken, and it's their call. And so I will occasionally talk to my chickens, you know, say, come on, you know, I understand they come when you call them, and then all the aspects of that, and talking to your chickens and singing to them as pets. I get it. It's like dog lovers. So I don't need to get all those emails about, yeah, I talk to my chickens too. I get it. You know, most of the time I tell my hens I'm either going to eat chicken or egg, and they can choose. But they wanted literally somebody. In fact, she used the term kind of like the crazy chicken lady that by the end of the episode ends up not being so crazy, that has a purpose or has some meaning. So they're looking for, I guess, a crazy chicken lady that actually communicates back and forth with her chickens. So I was like, nope, not for me, sorry. And so then there was this one that called wanting a farmer, a girl in her 20s, and a wood chopper. And so anyway, I guess that's me, Rhode Island Ruby, and Woodcutter Ron. Oh, me. So there we go. There we have it. Let's see. When you're doing the last Nashville event at the co-op, a woman asked me if you did chicken magic, like making them tricks and hypnotize them. I said, not here, lady. That's, and I get that question a lot. You know, chicken whisperer, you know, ghost whisperer, horse whisperer, dog whisperer, things like that. But nope, I tell them, I'm like, nope. Don't communicate with chickens, but I do communicate with a lot of chicken owners and help them know the likes and the advantages of backyard poultry and help them do it the right way the first time, so they don't waste their money doing it the wrong way, and, you know, just spread the chicken love, promote backyard chicken keeping. So, and that's what we're doing with the new National Association of Backyard Chicken Keepers. We're getting started and reared up. I told you yesterday to talk with Derek at My Pet Chicken. He's going to be on board. He'll be attending the first conference call we have maybe in the next couple of weeks. So very, very cool. So that's so far so good for this fun Friday. So we'll, I don't know, we'll just see how long it takes to give away a few prizes, and we'll just go. Yes, there is a dog trainer that does chicken clicker training. I've seen that. Someone sent me an email about that or something. So, hey, more power to them. If they want to do that, that's good. More power to them. So how about that? Hey, man, the chat room's filling up. Good to see everybody over there. Thanks for joining us. I don't guess Woodcutter Ron, maybe he is in the pokey. Who knows? So, all righty, let's give away some prizes. I'm going to have some fun here at the beginning. And some of you may not like it. Some of our old-time listeners, some of our old-time winners and whatnot. But I want to hear from some new folks. I want to give the new folks a chance to win. I want to give the folks that may be first-time listeners, first-time participants in the chat room, folks that maybe haven't won a prize in 6 months for these first few contests, because we just want to spread the chicken love. So I think that's what we're going to do. I'll be the first to admit I didn't have a lot of time to be creative with questions today for the chicken trivia or to come up with any kind of movie trivia or dog trivia or cat trivia or chicken trivia or movie trivia or Americana trivia. So, and I guess I could pull out the old Trivial Pursuit game from the 80s and read a few questions there, but I stink at that game. I'd have to read about 14 questions before I could even get to one I'd even know. Oh, Trivia Pursuit. Y'all remember that game? So what we're probably going to do, and let's just New Dawn Farm Girl. New Dawn Farm Girl. Hey, there's our movie star right there, the New Dawn Farm Girl, the girl in the 20s. She said she won the brooder yesterday, and it was awesome to talk to Andy. Thank you very much for that. It's awesome to give away prizes from our sponsors. So let's just go ahead and do the first contest. We'll see if we have any first-time listeners listening today, first-time folks in the chat room, first-time callers, and we're going to give away some. And that's why I kind of ran all the ManaPro commercials at once up at the top of the hour, because, you know, on Fridays we run one commercial before each prize we give away instead of having specific commercial breaks throughout the podcast. So first prizes are up. We're going to give away a couple of bags. We'll have two winners. We'll give away a couple of bags of Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy from our friends over at RandallBurkey.com. And hey, If you're not a first-time listener or a first-time caller or a first-time chat room chickeneer, as Pat calls it, don't go away, because we'll open up the contest to everybody here very, very shortly. But the first few prizes we want to give away to some folks that may not have such fast fingers or may not have us on speed dial or may just, hey, I'm listening for the first time. Maybe I can win something. And now you've got a better chance. So at least for the first few prizes. So we're going to give away some Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy from RandallBurkey.com. Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBurkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBurkey.com. Alrighty, thank you. But you just never know in the chat room where the conversation is going to lead to when they talk about. Never mind, I'm not even going there. So how cool is that? Hey, don't forget this Monday, the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown will continue our topic of E. coli. That's this Monday, right here, 12 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about E. coli. I think I hear some thunder. Hang on just a second. Let me go over here and check Doppler. I told you I was a paranoid freak when it comes to storms. Let's see what we got here. So give me just a second. Yep, it's starting to roll our way. Let me just, okay, update. Right now, anyway, it looks like it's just some rain. It's not even marked as heavy rain, but just rain. May have a clap of thunder here or there. Looks like the hail is still over and just coming towards into Dothan, Alabama. So we got a little bit of ways to go. But right now, it just looks like some rain, maybe a clap of thunder here or there as the moisture rolls through. Okay, let me get back over here to the... Alrighty. How do you even deal with living in the South, CW? Bad storms all summer long. Yeah, no, that's why we've ordered a tornado shelter. That right there has been a fiasco. And just, you know, it's like if you don't have any bad luck, if it wasn't for bad luck, wouldn't have any luck at all. But we've been very fortunate. But tornado shelter, we ordered a year ago. Okay, I researched, being OCD, all the ones across the country, narrowed it down to the one we wanted, and then went ahead and ordered it and purchased it. I mean, purchased it. And, well, guess what? That particular dealer from the manufacturer went bankrupt. So the dealer said that they would make it right. And so we've just been waiting about a year for them to make it right. And we were waiting on an empty truck coming this way with space for the shelter, but all their dealers down here are ordering full orders, so there hadn't been space on a truck for them to get me the shelter. And so I think we're really close now. I've been calling them about every other day this last couple of weeks, and of course they got pounded up there. Tornado went right through the town they were in, so they're flooded and backed up. But we're hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, in the next 30 days, we will have a official storm shelter in the ground. So I just don't like it. Just don't like them. You know, if it's just one thing, if it's a bear or a mean dog or a robber or somebody like that, you know, a coyote or something, you know, hey, I can handle that kind of stuff. You know, an AK-47 is not going to do anything to a tornado. your Colt 45? Nope, sorry. Tornado is just going to say, ha, 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 and just come right on through. So it's just the thing. Maybe it's my OCD, you can't control situation. So you just try to, once I got the storm shelter, you know, it's kind of like, bring it on. Don't want to lose my house by any means, but hey, I'll be safe. So, yeah, it's just a tornado. I don't think an AK-47 is going to be able to have much effect on a F3. Oh my goodness! So let's get back over here. We're going to have some fun. We got some prizes to give away. Let me go ahead and give you the call-in number. Go ahead and write it down. Many of you have it memorized. Many of you have it on speed dial. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Now you can call in and hang around, but you'll get hung up on, because before each contest, I clear the switchboard and hang up on everybody just to make it fair for everybody. So you can't just call in and hang out, and then when I ask the question, press 1. It's not going to work that way. I'm on to you, folks. I'm on to you, and you know who you are. So write it down, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. I'm going to low number here because I want to see if there's anybody that hasn't won anything on this show ever. Okay, so this contest is for you. All you have to be is right caller. Caller number 3. We'll see if there's at least 3 people. We've given thousands of prizes away, literally. If you think about it, if you do the math, thousands. We've been broadcasting for 4 years. We're in our 4th year of broadcasting. Thousands of prizes. So if you have not won anything on this show ever, give us a call right now. Maybe there's 3 of you. 347-637-3237. You don't have to ask a trivia question. You don't have to ask anything. You just have to be the lucky caller. So if you've got a finger and can dial 347-637-3237 and have never won anything on this show ever in your life, give us a call right now. Maybe there's 3 of you. We've given away so many prizes, and we'll see if we can get a winner. That's all you have to do. No hard trivia questions. Not at all. We're just going to have some fun. We're going to give away some awesome prizes, and our sponsors love it because it gets their product into your hands. And if you like it, you may call back an order. That's how it works right there. It's that simple. So no problem whatsoever. 347-637-3237. Rhode Island Ruby's right in the chat room. She's going, Bueller? 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 And now people are going, waiting for calls. Y'all are awesome in the chat room. Love you guys. 347-637-3237, Rhode Island Ruby. Is there anybody that hasn't ever won anything? That's funny. She says, Moto Clown says her daughter's home from school, but she would never call because you know how tough it is being 17. Yes, I remember 17. I started dating Jen when she was 17. Of course, I was 28. Shh, Moto Clown, you better watch out. You better watch out. I'm telling you. Yep, Jen was 17, a cheerleader in high school. I was 28, and Lo and behold, we've been married for 10 years now. We have a lovely little boy, so don't knock it. So just call in, 347-637-3237. When you call in, make sure you press 1. Let us know you want to, and we'll go to call number 3. If you've never, ever, 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 ever won anything on this radio show, are you out there? We give away so many prizes. Yes, there are. The switchboard has lit up a little bit to where we may have a couple of these contests. In fact, we may just... I think we just might do this. So if you've called in, we're going to have some fun here. If you've called in, I'm going to go to call number 3 as promised. But everybody else, once I go to caller 3 and bring them live on the air, don't hang up, because one of the other folks in queue is going to win the other bag of Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. So we're going to have 2 winners from this one call, because we do have enough, believe it or not, yes, I do have callers, Allison. Absolutely. And, let's see. I'm trying to hear, look and see what, Megan Lewis is funny. Now we've got all kinds of stories in the chat room about, there's about 20 years between me and my husband. Or, back when I was 18, someone tried to set me up with a guy that was 36. And you never know with the chat room. All righty, let's head to the phone lines. Caller number 3. Folks that have never, ever won. Now, listen, if you're on hold, listening live, once I bring this caller on, don't go anywhere, because you might be caller number 4. And you're going to win a prize, too. Okay, so we'll have some fun. These are Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. Also, let me tell you this. If you're reordering your Happy Hen Treats or anything from Randall Berkey, now I can save you a little bit of money here. When you order from Randall Berkey, whether you call an order or you order online, if you use the coupon code WHISPER, not WHISPERER, and that's across the board with a lot of our coupon codes, if you just use the coupon code WHISPER, when you call or order online, you'll get 10% off, just like that. Wham! Saving you a little bit of money. Okay, let's go to caller number 3. We're bringing them on the air right now, someone who's never won anything on this radio show before. Caller calling in from area code 906. 906, you're on the air with the Chicken Whisperer. How are you today?
Hey.
State your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
I am Uper Jim from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Of Michigan. All right. Hey, y'all had some bad – man, y'all have had some really bad storms this spring.
Not right where we are. Actually, we've been wondering where all the snow went to.
Oh, the snow. So y'all – okay. Yeah, that absolutely, the wintertime and the snow and stuff. But, yeah, I guess, what is it, more southern Michigan where they've had a lot of storms this past couple of weeks?
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Good deal. All righty. My name is Andy, and I'm in a state of confusion most of the time. But that's all you had to do was give us a call. Your caller number 3. Apparently, you've never won anything before on the show, so today is your lucky day. You've won some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. I guess you have chickens?
We're in the process of getting them, so I hope the bag will keep for just a little bit.
It will, yep. They're good old freeze-dried or dehydrated mealworms, so that shouldn't be a problem. They should keep for a little while, and if you get baby chicks, probably after, this varies. Everybody has their opinion on when you can start giving them treats and whatnot, but I would say let them get up there to about six, 8 weeks old, and then they'll start loving those mealworms, I guarantee you. Well, good luck to you starting your flock. You're going to plan on starting it this spring, maybe?
We're looking to do that, yep. Until then, we'll just have to keep those treats out of the way until when it's movie time so we don't make a mistake.
Absolutely, yeah. Some people think they go great on salad, the mealworms do. Give the salad a little crunch, but I think they're just for chickens only. So I'll let you use your discretion on that. Well, let me tell you how to claim your prize, and then we'll go to our next winning caller, because like I said, we're going to have 2 on this. Send me an email. And if I don't get an email, then I guess you won't get your prize. So, and so all the future winners of the show, be aware that you'll need to send me an email sometime now through the weekend. ChickenWhisperer@ChickenWhisperer.net is where you need to send it. ChickenWhisperer@ChickenWhisperer.net. And in the subject line, put the prize you won. So, Michigan, you would put in there Happy Hen Treats. And then in the email itself, I'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and an email address again. So I can copy and paste that, get it over to peach@randallburkey.com. Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisper.com. Happy hen treats in the subject line, name, shipping address, phone number, and email, and we'll get that out to you. All righty, we're going to go to call number four now, giving away a couple of prizes here to people who have never won anything on the show ever before in their life. So here we go. We'll go back to the phone lines. Caller number, or would be actually caller number four, calling in from area code 480. 480, you're live on the air. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from.
Rebecca, California.
Rebecca from California. All righty. You don't happen to know Rhode Island Ruby, do you? She's out there in California.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Not like it's a huge state or anything, but no problem. Well, congratulations. You, too, have won some Happy Hen Treats from our good friends at randallburkey.com just because you've never won anything from the show before. Now, do you have chickens?
I have two chickens, yes.
You have two. Are they named?
I have two Osterlorps, and they're called Aussie and Lorpy.
Aussie and Lorpy. Very nice. It's awesome how to get creative with the names and whatnot. How long have you had them?
They are 10 months old.
Just 10 months.
Okay. So I've had them 10 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess so. So that's not too not too bad. And they're pumping out those big brown eggs for you?
Oh, they sure do. They're good little girls.
Absolutely awesome, and you got a coop for them and whatnot. Well, I'm telling you, they're going to love these Happy Hen Treats. Now, it is considered sometimes, as they say in the chat room, chicken crack, so just be sparing with them because they'll go nuts for them. They'll love you for this. So congratulations. Listen, we've had Michigan. We've had California already. Congratulations. You've won some Happy Hen Treats. And if you'll do the same thing we just told the previous caller to do, to claim your prize, just send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line, if you will, and then name, shipping address, phone number, and your email again. Just all in the email, so I can just copy and paste it real simple and send it over to Peach, or just forward it over to Peach is probably what I'll do, forward your email. So name, shipping address, phone number, and email. So we did have a few people listening today. And CW, are you going to stick to the non-yet winners? I got to go to town soon. I want to win a prize. We'll probably do some different variations here before we open it up to everybody. That's not a problem. Maybe one more contest for some folks. That contest was kind of for people that have never won anything. That have never won anything on the Chicken Whisper Show ever in our fourth year of broadcasting. So we actually had quite a few that had never won anything that called in on the switchboard. So very, very cool. Speaking of treats, we're going to give away some more treats here. Okay, we'll give away a few more treats from our good friends over at mypetchicken.com. In fact, we have some chunky chicken caviar. Some chunky chicken caviar. And the neat thing about this treat is that it's made, each pound of this treat, I think it's each 16 ounces is a pound. I think each pound, you may get a half a pound of it in your package, but in each pound, I believe they advertise, of chunky chicken caviar, it's made with something, or it contains about 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. So it doesn't get any more all-natural than insects, folks. And obviously they didn't put any Georgia mosquitoes in that because they sure as heck wouldn't be vegetarian-fed because they would have about 3 gallons of my blood in there. So we know that there's not any Georgia mosquitoes in the chunky chicken caviar because they advertise vegetarian-fed insects. So so that'll be the next prize from our good friends over at mypetchicken.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us. And okay, let's be a little creative here with the contest. Let's see today if we have any first-time listeners. Now, this I have to take your word for it, because there may be listeners that have listened before, so I'm just going to have to believe that you're an honest person. Shame on me, right? No. We've got, you know, chicken lovers are awesome people. So if you're a first-time listener, if you have never, ever listened to our show before, if you're a first-time listener today, it's going to be interesting to see if we have any that are willing to call. We may have some out there that are like, no, I'm not going to call. I don't like my radio voice, or I'm too embarrassed, or I'm only 17 and I'm too cool to call. Moto Clown, how about that one for you? I'm 17 and I'm just too cool to call. So that's fine. No problem. If you are a first-time listener, the first time you have ever listened to this radio show, first, let me tell you, we don't just sit here and we don't just sit here and give away prizes. It would be cool and fun for everybody, but we do educate the masses with backyard poultry. We have experts in their field come on the show, poultry scientist, Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, and whatnot. So if this is the first time you have, if you're a first time listener, we've been broadcasting. This is our fourth year of broadcasting. So if you have this is today, right now, Friday the 23rd of March is the first time you have ever listened to the show, give us a call right now. We'll just see. We'll have some fun with this. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Yes, you do, CW. What? Yes, I do, CW. Rodon Ruby's talking to me in the chat room. Yes, you do. Have what? Interesting. So if you are a first-time listener and have never listened to the show before, number one, I welcome you. Hope you enjoy what you hear. Just like with your days, you know, you have good days, you have bad days. We have good days, we have bad days. Some shows are better than others. I made a personal promise to myself in 2012 that I was going to be actually, because I got lazy there for a while and didn't label the subject matter of our podcasts. So I made a personal promise to myself in 2012 that I would absolutely label all of our podcasts so listeners know what the heck they're going to listen to, or they can pick and choose based on the subject matter. So number one, 2012, pick a show. It's going to be a good one, I guarantee you. And they're all going to be labeled with what the subject matter is. Okay. Number two, we limited our commercials because we've gotten some feedback from that. So we don't run as many commercials. Our commercial breaks aren't as long. And actually, number three, we bring our host, our educational host, actually to the show sooner. So instead of waiting till 12:30, maybe you have an hour for lunch. You've got 12 to 1 for lunch. You love listening to the show, but you want to learn as much as you can. We now bring the guest, say the poultry scientist or the chicken doctor or the garden expert or whatever, we bring them on at 12:15 instead of 12:30. So if we start at 12:15, you'll get at least 45 minutes of good information, because we don't take our next break until 1. So from 12:15 to 1 is commercial-free educational material on whatever topic we're talking about. So we've tried to make some improvements for 2012 for the radio show to make our listeners happy. So we just wanted to have some fun with today's show. Every Fun Friday is a little different, and sometimes it's movie trivia, chicken trivia. Sometimes we just take callers, fast fingers, call number one, things like that. And I'll be the first to admit, be honest, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare today for trivia questions and hunt them down and list them up. And so we're just having a little fun trying to be creative today and giving lots of different and new people opportunity to win. So let's see. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I don't think I did a number caller, so we're just going to take caller number one. Unless in the chat room you can remind me if I said we're going to take caller number blah, blah, blah. I don't think I specified a caller, so that means we're just going to take caller number one, because I was so adamant in saying, if you have never listened to the show before, I think I just didn't specify a number caller. So we'll take caller number one, who was the first person who decided to call, that this is the first episode they have actually listened to. And they're going to win some chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com. Your chickens will love that too. Someone asked in the chat room, why would anybody care if their insects were vegetarian fed? I guess, I don't know. I guess they don't want any, I don't know, meat byproducts in their insects? I don't know. I get, hey, it sounds good, right? Vegetarian-fed insects? All right, let's go to the phone lines. We'll take caller number one here. First-time listener calling in from area code 407. 407, you're live on the air with the Chicken Whisper. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, that's me.
That's you. Yay. Yeah. If you're on the phone, you're listening live. If not, there's about a 20-second delay. So that is
okay.
You.
My name's Andrea.
Andrea? And what state are you calling from?
From Florida.
Florida. So we've had Florida. We've had Michigan. We've had California. Man, if that's not all around the country, I don't know what is. Hey, I'm coming to Florida next week. Are you in northern Florida or in the Panhandle, South Florida? We're about set.
I'm in Christmas, Florida.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just say you're in Christmas, Florida?
I am in Christmas, Florida.
You were just serenaded by the clucking Christmas carols.
Oh, my kids loved it, and my dog just went nuts.
Gotta love it. If you're a first-time listener, then you may not know that we have fun with our clucking Christmas carols really all through the year. Just all of a sudden, if someone throughout the year says Christmas, bam, we play a clucking Christmas carol. And sometimes, if depending on what show, I'll look it up on a search and say, okay, everybody, just reminding you that there's 263 days, 4 hours, and 24 minutes until Christmas, and we'll play a clucking Christmas carol. So how cool is that? Christmas, Texas. Now, I'm going to say that didn't help me any. I'm not sure exactly where that is, say, in relation to Daytona or Orlando or Tallahassee.
Right in between Orlando and Titusville.
Really? I'm coming down that way on vacation next week. How cool is that?
It's great weather.
Well, first, actually, we're stopping in Tallahassee. We've got a big event there at the Woodville Ace Hardware. They're celebrating Chick Days. I'll be broadcasting the radio show live next Saturday, the 31st, and then we'll be doing a poultry workshop immediately following. Once that we're done with that great event, we'll be packing up and heading to Ormond Beach. My family's been coming to Ormond for 100 years or so, and my uncle just moved down there instead of driving down there all the time. He just moved about a decade ago there. And we like Ormond because you can't drive on the beach. And I think the average age of the beachgoer in Ormond is about 78 years old. So we don't have to worry about rowdies or drunks or people driving on the beach crazy and running over me and my wife and my child. So it's just peaceful. And so we like it up that way too. So, well, hey, this is awesome. Congratulations and Christmas, Florida. First time listener. Again, we don't always just spend the whole show giving away prizes. We have experts in their field come on and teach us all about backyard poultry. But this is very cool. And how fun is this? So you've won some chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com. And if you will actually send us an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and then put chunky chicken caviar at the top, then that'll be great. And then within the email, if you'll give us your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. So your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And and email it to me again, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. I got to get that information to get you your prize sent over to Derek@mypetchicken.com. Thank you very much for being a first-time listener. We hope you enjoy the show. And how cool is that? Christmas, Florida. She got serenaded with a got serenaded by some clucking Christmas music carols. So how cool. If you want that CD, folks, I know they sell it at eggcartons.com. So they actually have a couple of choices. They've got two different Christmas carol CDs that are clucked by I guess people sounding like chickens. Let's be truthful. But they've sold a lot of them, and we have fun with it here on the radio show. So, got to get me those emails, folks, if you want to get your prize. So just remember to do that sometime over the weekend. And let's see, we got BYP386 is over there where I'm going to. And then who was it that said? Is that Yoper? Jim Yoper? He put in there, wait till I'm 78 years old. I'll show him. Where was that beach again? Hey, my dad's 80, so I love it. In fact, the average age of the listener of this radio show, actually, the majority of our listeners, I think it's about, last time I checked, I think it was about 70%, somewhere 70, 75%, 70, maybe it was 78%, speaking of the number 78, were young ladies between the ages of, there was the biggest percentage, and it was split into two. I think there was 35 to 45 and 45 to 55. But those two numbers, women ages between 35 and I think 55, are like 70%, 68% of our listeners on a regular basis, and fans on Facebook and whatnot. So very cool. So, but you know, we're just me and Jen. We're not partiers. We're let's just face it. We're pretty boring. And, you know, Daytona's cool. We'll go to Daytona. We'll walk on the boardwalk or play some skeet ball or something in the evenings. You know, get a slice of pizza at the Pizza King that's been there for probably 78 years. But when we're at the beach, I just want to relax. I don't have to worry about loud banging music, people riding down the beach in their jacked up trucks running me over, spring breakers, you know, drinking and going nuts. So I just want to relax there with my family. That's why we're going. So we're heading down that way. We're really excited. We got to book an event on our way to the beach, or maybe we kind of booked the event and said, well, let's just go ahead and take that week since we're going to be down there anyway. That's probably how it happened. And then we're heading down there. So remember, no show that first week of April. So we will be broadcasting live all next week, but no shows on that first week of April already. So how cool is that? Alrighty, I've got a really cool prize coming up. We have this occasionally, so I'm very thankful we have it today. And I need to get over here and give you the information to what the prize is all about, so I don't give away too much. Or too little. Make sure you get the right prize. Okay, it looks like it's dissipating a little bit, the rain coming our way, so that's good. Still hasn't quite reached us yet, and actually it would have if it wouldn't have dissipated, so maybe very cool. Okay, so let me get over here and so I can make sure I get the right information. And we'll probably open this contest to everybody. So this next contest, everybody is eligible, okay? Yes, it's the Fam Farm. Yeah, there it is, the Fam Farm. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and jot this down. And it's the Fam Farm, T-H-E, Fam, F-A-M, Farm, F-A-R-M, the, T-H-E, space, Fam, all capital letters, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, the Fam Farm. Go say hello there at Facebook and join them, and they would love to have you over there at their Facebook page, the Fam Farm. Now let me go ahead and get the prize, and everybody loves this prize. We don't give it away too often. Wish we did, because everybody loves it. It's really awesome. Jen and I, we make our own laundry detergent here, and this is the prize that everybody's going to be playing for. Not one. Nope, not one. We're too good for that. Two sample packs. Either laundry soap, which equals 36 loads, or automatic dishwashing detergent, which would equal 18 loads. And this is sponsored by the Fam Farm on Facebook. I'll give you their website, too. It's thefamfarm.com. Webbs, W-E-B-S, B as in boy, thefamfarm.webbs.com. So there's their website, their Facebook page, The Fam Farm. And so I guess this would be the total. The two sample packs would total, okay, make sure I have this right. The two sample packs would have a total of 36 laundry loads if you choose the laundry soap, or 18 loads if you choose the two sample packs of the dish detergent, dishwashing detergent. All natural, homemade. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that, folks. So that is very cool. That's an awesome prize, no matter how you slice it. Very, very, very cool. okay, there. Megan Lewis finally got back into the end of the chat room, so there you go. There you go. Thank you very much, Bluegrass Mama, for putting that link in there. That's awesome. So if you're in the chat room, there's the link, and we've got that. So very, very good. Yeah, that's how confusing is that? Sell by date, okay, we're okay. Wait a minute. Let me stop. I want to make sure I get the right information out there. We had a question from Bob. Bob, Fridays are fun Fridays. That's prizes and goofy day. Other days are various educational type interviews, programs with certain people, Garden Wise Living with Arlena, Peter Brown, the chicken doctor. Where's Bob? Did Bob post something up top? Oh, there you go. Yeah, Bob. So since you're a first-time listener, let me kind of explain our little schedule so you don't think all they do is just yap and give away prizes. Why would I want to listen every day other than to win prizes? So let me explain to you. Today is Fun Friday. We have designated this as Fun Friday for a long, long time. And it's just a day to kind of relax and get ready for the weekend. And I'll just, since we obviously have some first-time listeners, I will take this moment to kind of cover some of the things we do. Every single Monday, we welcome Peter Brown, the chicken doctor. He has a topic. For example, right now we're talking about E. coli on Mondays. He has a topic, and he takes phone calls about chicken health. And so every Monday is the chicken doctor with Peter Brown. Tuesday is a mixed bag all through the month. The first Tuesday, we welcome world-renowned heritage chef Steve Pope, and he talks about heritage cooking with, of course, heritage breeds. So we have the heritage chef Steve Pope the first Tuesday. The second Tuesday, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy comes on. The third Tuesday, we have Andrew Odom, founder of TinyRevolution.us, talks about living a minimalist lifestyle and his family experiences of doing that. The last Tuesday is author Christine Heinrich. She is with the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. So you can kind of see how our educational week comes to play. Wednesday, the first and third Wednesday, is our local gardening expert, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. That's the first and third Wednesday of every month. And then Thursdays, great shows. The first and third Thursday, we welcome a poultry scientist, Dr. Bridget McRae. She got her PhD from Auburn University, and now she's a professor at Delaware State University, poultry professor. She comes on the first and third Thursdays and shares her knowledge about poultry with all of us. And then the second and fourth Thursdays, which was yesterday, we welcome Richard Frudenberger. He's the publisher of Back Home Magazine, and he has tons of topics about sustainable living, solar power, wind power, trees, cast iron cooking, using biochar in your garden, geothermal heating, all kinds of great topics. So that's our Thursday lineup. And then every Friday, it's time to relax. We've done we've done our education. I mean, people who listen to the show on a regular basis, let me tell you, they have thick spiral notebooks with big CW written on the cover, and then they open it up, and it's just notes after notes after notes after notes of awesome information from all of the guests we've had over the years. If you miss a show or want to go back and listen, not a problem. Every single radio show is archived for your listening pleasure. We can be found on iTunes.com, Podcast.com, Zoom.com, and many others that carry podcasts. So you can just go and listen to any show that might tickle your fancy. Maybe you want to learn and listen to a show by poultry scientist Dr. McRae about egg eating behavior. There you go. You just go look up the show and you can listen to it. So that's exactly how it works. But today, Fun Friday, just kind of hanging out, giving away some fun prizes to some winners from our sponsors, and just kind of sit back and relax and have a little good time. All righty, Bob, we appreciate you stopping by. We hope you'll tune in. The shows are advertised on Facebook on a regular basis, plus the topic that we're going to have. So any other day, maybe Monday, you can tune in with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. Maybe you'll have some questions for him about some chicken health, and you can call us in and get that information. But yep, Friday is just kind of a fun day, relaxing day, where we give away tons and tons of prizes. Right now, we've got some awesome homemade laundry soap, and okay, I was wrong then. Okay, we have Megan's in the chat room now with Fam Farm. The two sample packs of laundry soap, double what I just said, would total 64 loads of laundry. Are 32 loads. Is that right? No, she's just talking about the laundry soap. Each sample pack has the third. So Megan, let me know in the chat room here, 20-second delay, Sana. We're actually, one winner would win the sample pack. Are we giving away one sample pack to two people? Or are we giving one winner two sample packs? One sample pack. So let me know how you want to do that, Megan. I'd be more than happy to do that. We could have two winners. We could have one winner. One winner could win both sample packs, or we could have two winners that would win one sample pack each. So you just let me know, Megan. I'll take a second, and you can let me know in the chat room what you actually want to do. So you can just kind of let me know, and then I will go and run with that. Oh, hang on just a second. Let me scroll all the way down here. One winner wins both sample packs. Okay, there we go. So we're going to have one winner. And when we got one winner here for both sample packs, which would be a boatload of laundry detergent or a boatload of the other. So here we go. So Jim is asking, why would anyone have a radio show about chickens? Well, you tell me, Jim. We've been broadcasting for 4 years. We have literally thousands and thousands of listeners. I've been on CNN, Fox News. I have my book out, Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Raising Chickens. And the backyard poultry movement is absolutely huge. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people keep chickens, and they need to be educated on them. And so we have the experts in their field come on the show and talk all about backyard poultry, whether it be a chicken vet, a chicken scientist, and the show is only about 60% chickens. The other 40% is all about sustainable living. So I would say out of all the throughout the month of our radio shows, because we broadcast Monday through Friday at noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is our fourth year of broadcasting, so that should tell you how successful the radio show has been. Again, been in Time Magazine, The Economist, CNN, and that's so funny, and the whole nine yards. So we're just all about power to the poultry, and educating folks on their hobby of keeping backyard poultry. Well, which we got to love it. Very, very successful. Been very blessed with this, and again, thousands of listeners can't be wrong. So we appreciate you tuning in, and that includes the archive. The show is streamed in feed and seed stores across the country, and homeschoolers listen to the show, and they have it a part of their curriculum. And then, of course, all these great folks in the chat room who can actually access the chat room. We have a lot of live listeners that can't because their work has the chat room blocked. Okay, what we're going to do here is this is open to anybody and everybody listening out there in Radio Land and participating in the chat room. Okay, here we go. We're going to take caller. No, let's just have a simple trivia question here. Let me think what this is. Okay, simple trivia question that we can think of. No, let's keep it simple for everybody. Caller, no, because everybody wants this. Like I said, awesome prize. We don't often have this prize, but it's awesome. Everybody wants it. So let's just take, let's bump it up a notch. Caller number 15. How about that? Got to have fast fingers. But let's see who can be caller number 15, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Give us a call right now. Call number 15. We'll win this awesome homemade all-natural, your choice. It's a sample. It's two sample packs, which would get you, I think, something like 64 loads of laundry or 36 loads or 36 dishwasher loads, I guess, of dishwasher detergent. How cool is that? And it's homemade, all natural, safer for you, safer for your clothes, safer for your family. Me and Jen here on our homestead, we make our own laundry detergent here. Don't make our dish detergent yet. Maybe we ought to look at that. But we do make our, of course, I don't have a dishwasher in this old farmhouse built in 1900. But it's just me and Jen. How hard is it to wash a few dishes and put them in a little tank? So not a big deal. Let's see. That's the question here. Now, we use ours in the HE. We have the front load machines that we got when we moved down here, and they're Bosch front load, Bosch washer and dryer front load, and it has to use the HE. And the mix that we make actually is HE anyway. So we use, I think it's borax. And then the Arm & Hammer washing powders, and then we'll grate up a bar of Castile soap, I think it's called, and then I forget the whole recipe, but we have the front load HE front load washers, and so perfect. Jim said that someone said in the chat room that Jim's wife, who I guess is a regular listener of the show, said that she was going to take the Happy Hen treats and put them on his Cheerios. And now Jim's asking, would the laundry detergent be good on my wife's cereal or my wife's Cheerios? You're fitting right in here into the chat room, Jim. We appreciate you for tuning in. So let's see. Megan says it's actually way better for your machines because you use less and it doesn't build up on the machine. It also gets rid of those nasty smells washing machines can get sometimes. So there you have it. I'm looking for caller number 15, 347-637-3237. Yeah, they're saying Jim's already a regular. Bluegrass Mama says, my washing machine gets this really funky stank about it. Not going there, Bluegrass Mama. Not even going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. Okay, actually, I'll go ahead and I will. If you'd spend less time out in the woods hunting coyotes and more time in civilization, your clothes probably wouldn't stink so much. She is an avid coyote hunter, Bluegrass Mama, so had to give it. And she lives she lives not too far from me. So, Bluegrass Mama, when are we going to meet at the Forsyth Grill? I've been trying to meet you and your husband and your kids and your family for, 6 months now, a year now, since we're so close, and your relatives actually own the Forsyth Grill in Americus, Georgia, one of my favorite restaurants. How come we haven't met there before? It all depends on if she wins the soap or not. I don't know if she's talking. Okay. Yeah, maybe if you win the soap and you can clean your clothes and maybe take a shower, then you can come out and meet me and Jen and Caleb. Bluegrass Mama, we do need to meet though at the Forsyth Grill sometime. So, looking for caller number 15, and boy, is not going to have any problem with that because everybody wants this. I knew they would. This is an awesome prize. Let me go ahead and count down here. One, everybody's eligible. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Whew. How about that? Here we go. Call number 15, you're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer on this fun Friday. Calling in from area code 570-570. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Holly from Pennsylvania.
You said Holly or Polly?
Holly.
Holly, like Pennsylvania.
Yep.
All right, Polly in Pennsylvania. That kind of just rolls off the tongue. Well, your caller, number 15, and what an awesome prize. I knew we'd have tons of callers wanting this because we don't have it all the time, and it's all natural, and you got to have it anyway. You're buying it anyway, so now you can win it. You can try it out, and if it works better for you, if you like it, if you like using all natural instead of a lot of the chemicals that are in the stuff these days, then you can always reorder. We like to get the products into our listeners' hands. That's one perk for that. So Polly in Pennsylvania, actually, you know, I had a trip up to Pennsylvania last year. We had a great time. We went up to Hershey. It was at the BCI, basically, convention there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We took the train. It was awesome. We took Amtrak. We love to take Amtrak. All the way from Atlanta all the way up to Philadelphia. And we got to see the Liberty Bell, rented a car, hung out, and drove all the way out to Hershey, and it snowed, and so it was really cool, and we had a great time up there. That's my experience with Philadelphia. You may not be anywhere near Philly, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. No, wait, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yeah, and then Hershey. So, yeah, we had a great time up there. So to claim your prize, Polly in Pennsylvania, send me an email. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Put laundry soap in the subject line, and then I'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Let's give some more prizes away, some more awesome prizes that everybody loves. Let me scroll down here, and let's give away. It's springtime. We've already given away a ton of brooders from critter-cages.com. So you need some chicks to go in the brooder. So why don't we do, I think this is a good idea, let's do a $15 gift certificate. That's like cash money, folks. $15 gift certificate to be used. If you don't need any chicks, that's fine. You can apply it towards books or supplies or whatever they carry at strombergschickens.com.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com or call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's strombergschickens.com.
All righty, that's strombergschickens.com and gift certificates. Now, you can use it on whatever you want. If you want some baby chicks from strombergschickens.com, $15. There you go. And a few days ago that he was giving away a saddle. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Maybe we'll give that away next. Who needs a hen saddle? Who wants a hen apron? Maybe we'll give that away next because I don't think we gave it away on Monday. So we still have that prize to actually give away. So maybe we'll give the Crazy K Farm Hen Saver Hen Apron away next. So just remind me. So we've got a $15 gift certificate. And if you don't need any baby chicks, that's fine because they have tons of things, waterers and feeders and books and treats and all kinds of things like that at Stromberg's with an S, strombergschickens.com. But, hey, $15 gift certificate to whatever you want to apply it for at strombergschickens.com. So how cool is that? Very, very simple. Okay, let's have some fun here. And everybody's eligible for this because it is a great prize, unless you've won something from Stromberg's in the last 30 days. Let's make it 60 days. If you've won anything from Stromberg's in the last 60 days, you're not eligible for this particular contest, but everybody else is. Everybody else is. First-time listeners, if you've listened to every show we've ever had over the last 4 years, hey, you can listen too. You can participate in this as well. Yes, even if you've won already today, that's fine. You're eligible. So anybody's eligible to win this next contest, unless the only people who aren't eligible is if you've won something from Stromberg's in the last 60 days. So everybody else is eligible. So let's see. Let's have some fun here. Where's Flower Girl? I think we had luck. There she is, Flower Girl. Why don't you pick the winning caller? Pick the winning caller. 347-637-3237. Everybody call in right now. Flower Girl's going to pick the winning caller. So if you don't win, you can get all ticked off at her. So Flower Girl in the chat room, pick today's winning caller for this particular prize, strombergschickens.com. All you have to do is have fast fingers. Give us a call in. If you're the right caller, you're going to win. No trivia, no thinking, brainless activity here. Just dial in that number. give us a call. If you're the right caller that Flower Girl posts in the chat room, then you're going to win this $15 gift certificate. Okay, 13. There she has a lucky number 13 today, 347-637-3237. So people can't get mad for me for stacking the odds or whatever you want to call it on the trivia show. Oh, my goodness, because you're picking the winning caller. Flower Girls pick 13, lucky number 13. Give us a call right now. Yeah, this sounded kind of like a auctioneer. Caller number 13 right now, 347-637-3237. 15, who doesn't want 15 bucks? It's cash money. 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. Even if you've already run today, even if you've already won a prize, maybe you won the a chunky chicken caviar. That's fine. If you haven't won anything from Stromberg's in 60 days, you're eligible. Give us a call in, 347-637-3237. You might win two prizes today. Then you will be a listener for life. Oh, my gosh, I won two prizes in one day listening to the Chicken Whisperer. How cool is that? Let's get over here to the chat room and say hello to everybody again. We got BA, Bard Rock, Bluegrass Mama, BYP386. Is that Dre Lynn? We've got East Dallas Day, Flower Girl. We've got a couple of guests in there. Please register and join us. We got Jesse. We've got Kevin. We've got Megan. We've got Midnights. We've got Moto Clown. We've got New Dawn Farm Girl. We've got Ralph. We've got Reed. We've got Rhode Island Ruby. We've got Sweet Potato. We've got Super Grovers joined us. Thanks, Super Grover. Tracy in Florida. We've got Vanessa, Walter, and Jim Yoper. So let's see. Yes, but CW was asking me to pick a number. What's that? Oh, okay. She's talking to someone else in the chat room. Apparently, there's some private chat going on in the chat room as well, which is perfectly fine. That's what we're all about, making friends. So caller number 13, lucky number 13, 347-637-3237 for this awesome $15 gift certificate to Stromberg's Chickens. Is it Yoper? Y-O-O-P, Yope? Yopper? Yoper? I'm horrible with names. My name's Schneider, and there's 15 different variations to spell it. Okay, if you want an avatar, just got this message, private message. See over on the left-hand screen, or you know, a little avatar by your name. Grover, apparently, Super Grover is the king of avatars here. So you can start seeing people now. Grover, let me ask you this in the chat room: do they have to pick from a selection of avatars that are already chosen for them, or can you do any avatar you want to? Like if I wanted to do my little logo, or do I have to go to a page and pick my avatar? Yes, they pick from a selection of different avatars. Okay, very, very cool. Gotcha. Okay, that's kind of neat. Contact Super Grover in the chat room. And he's actually one of my listeners that's visited my homestead here. Great to meet him and his wife. And so you can trust him. Super Grover, contact him, and then he can get you. There you go. Sweet Potato, how come you're not calling in? Huh? All righty. Call number 13, 347-637-3237 for a $15 gift certificate to StrombergsChickens.com, and that's if you haven't won anything in the last 60 days from Stromberg's. So, call number 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Here we go. Caller calling in from area code. Here we go. Area code 620. You're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, Andy.
Who's this?
Grover.
Grover. Okay, great. We were just talking about Super Grover in the chat room. There you go. Grover is out in Kansas. He is the tornado chaser. I guess everybody in Kansas is a tornado chaser. But, Grover, you have won a $15 gift certificate to Stromberg's Chickens. So whatever you want to use that for, chicks, or I think they carry my book and all kinds of chicken supplies, and go check them out, Stromberg'sChickens.com. And, Grover, so tell us how the avatar thing works. Now that I've got you on the air, we were just yapping about that. Tell us what they have to do. I mean, and tell it, how hard is it? Is there a good selection of avatars? Tell us how that works.
There's a good selection of avatars, but what happens is I have to send them a PM, and
yep.
then in the lower right-hand corner of the PM message window is a down arrow. And then when the window says that I have left the chat, which means I have to sign completely out of BTR,
okay.
and it will say, Super Grover has left the chat, then they can click on that arrow, then click on View Profile, and then they can set themselves up. So I leave BTR for 15 seconds while they're setting themselves up, and then I just paste myself back in and come right back in, and they're set to go. And sometimes you have to do it two or three times, but normally it's fixed the first time.
Okay, I see that. A lot of people are coming up. There's a. I see a cat. I see, what is that, a duck? I see, a penguin? And I see a whale, I think it is. Is that a whale next? What is that? I can't tell. Next to sweet potato. And, okay, very cool. All righty, so most of them are little animals?
That's a bluebird next to sweet potato.
Bluebird. Bluebird, whale. Yeah, what the heck. Same thing.
There's a shark by Vanessa Diana.
A shark. Let's see. Vanessa. Let me scroll down here. Oh, okay. That's a shark. Is she implying that she's a shark?
I don't know, but they get to choose their own. I don't choose them.
Okay, very good. All righty. Well, that's how that works. If you're in the chat room, one of your own little avatar there, go over there and let send Grover a private message. He'll message you back, and then you can go, and there you go. So very good. All righty. Hey, man, thanks for listening, and congratulations. You know the drill. Send me an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, all your shipping info, phone number, email, and I'll get that over to Janet Stromberg at StrombergChickens.com. What did we say we were going to do next? Oh, yeah, Hen Saver, Hen Apron. Hen Saver, Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. Everybody loves that. There's a lot of people that want to win this, so we'll probably have a lot of callers for this too. Let me find the ad here for them. Where is it? Hen Saver. There we go. Next prize, Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Alrighty, Hen Saver and Apron. Okay, so that I can pronounce it right. It's Youper. Youper. Like the word U, Y-O-U, I guess. So it would be Youper, like super, super, Youper. So hopefully I got it right. Jim Youper, which is already a regular listener, even though I think this is the first time he's been listening. So yeah, don't judge today's show like what we do Monday through Thursday. We get our serious hats on, and we do a lot of education for the masses here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Wispy. A camo chicken chastity belt? No, not exactly. It's they can still mate, Jim, but when the rooster actually mounts the hen with those big claws and the spurs, they can do damage. They can pull feathers out and injure the hen. So this is just kind of goes on the back of the hen to help from the hen being injured, especially if a rooster has their favorites, and they will. So got that. So, and it's not a diaper. It's not a diaper. They do make diapers over at hensaver.com. Crazy K Farm. Ah, so he's a second-time listener. Good. And let's see. Walter says, remember, if you go over the edge, call me so I can join you. Yeah, it just covers the back, not the rear end, if you will, the vent area. And lots of people want to win this. So let me go through the chat room here. New Dawn Farm Girl. Are you paying attention? New Dawn Farm Girl. Paying attention? Pick the next winning caller. Pick the next winning caller. We have a call bank of 50, but you're probably better off picking something below 20. And just depending on people are shy or, you know, if they want the prize or not or whatnot. So we're waiting for New Dawn Farm Girl to pick the caller in the chat room. Once she picks the winning caller, then ding, ding, ding. We'll have the – go ahead and start calling now, folks. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. People are going, pick me, pick me, pick me. So I need a number. Caller number 10, the big 10. Caller number 10 from New Dawn Farm Girl. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. See, Flower Girl says pick me. Bluegrass Mama says pick me. It's too bad I don't memorize phone numbers, so you can't accuse me of any of that stuff. But 347-637-3237. Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. That's the prize right now for this contest. If you have not won a Hen Saver in the last 60 days, you're eligible. So even if you've already won today, then no problem. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Call in now. Caller number 10, New Dawn Farm Girl picked that. So if you're caller number 9, then you can get all mad at New Dawn Farm Girl and get mad at her in the chat room. Don't get mad at me. Let's see. Why in the past week or two has Blog Talk been ringing many times? Any time before the past couple of weeks, it wouldn't ring more than once when I called in. I have no idea. I'm not that technical. I push a button, and I bring you live on the air from the switchboard. So I'm not really sure why they did that. I don't know if they changed something at the and the numbers in, out of New York, where Blog Talk Radio is headquartered up in New York. And so that's why I believe 347 is a New York area code. But as far as whatever that, as far as on that exchange or their phone system, I have no idea. I know I've got, at that line, I've got 50 open lines for winners to call in. 3, 4, and it lights up on my switchboard. The only thing it doesn't do, which I wish it did, you hear me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It used to count a long time ago when we started 4 years ago. It would have one, it had numbered, so I could just go down to the number. Now I got to count individually, so no problem at all. Oh my, if I get picked, y'all will get a show. My 2-year-old is singing loud. That's Bluegrass Mama. So, and then Jesse was just thinking out loud. Thinking out loud and typing out loud, I guess, in the chat room. And so Flower Girl says, I want to win. I can sing loud, too, if I'm picked. That would be interesting if we said, okay, if you're the big winner, what you have to do, if your caller number 10 is you have to sing us a one bar tune to actually win the prize. Oh, can you imagine? Should we do that? Let's hear from the chat room. Should we have somebody? All of a sudden, the callers start hanging up. Okay, if you're caller number 10, you have to sing us a little tune before you actually win. Oh, just kidding. So everybody's eligible for this. Everybody wants a Hen Saver Hen Apron. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237, and you have to sing us a little song. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got some winners here. What do we say? Call number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Here we go. Call number 10. You're live on the air with Andy the Chicken Whisperer. Caller number 10 calling in from area code for the Hen Saver Hen Apron, 941. 941, you're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
This is Tracy from Florida.
Tracy from Florida. Is this the Tracy from Florida in the chat room?
Yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations. You've won that hen save. Well, actually, you have to sing us a song. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. So we'd have nobody calling if that was the case. Gotta love it. Well, Tracy in Florida, congratulations. You've won an awesome hen saver, hen apron from our good friend Toby over at Crazy K Farm. Can you believe she has sold over 10,000 hen saver, hen aprons since she came out with them? And it's, let me explain something to you, because I see a lot of people that copy her idea and try to copy her style and whatnot. It's patented, so she's already gotten some people in trouble for trying to copy this the pattern and style of hers. And she will she's got to protect how she protects her family. Okay, how she supports her family. So there's a lot of folks out there that say, oh, you mean I can go to Walmart and get a little material and just cut it out and sew it together and put some elastic on it, and it'll be a hen saver. Yeah, go ahead and try that. Go ahead and try that and see how long it lasts, see how it's weathered, and see if it actually protects your hens. I had to learn this myself as well, especially since a lot of people now are trying to say, oh, okay, so let me just cut this out and I'll just, you know, strap it to my chicken. She's done a lot of research. The material, I don't even know if she can get in the United States to make it so tough. I'm not exactly sure. But it's not just going and getting some fabric from Walmart and then sewing this thing and putting it on your chicken. Between the weather and the issue from the rooster and the spurs and the claws and the nails, it's not going to last that long. So these are top quality, long lasting, proven. Over 10,000 have been sold. So, oh my gosh, did somebody just post something in the chat room? I think they did. I chose a short one. I think it was 36 seconds. Jesse said, we need to find this copy of Andy's Christmas music and set it and actually put it in a toaster. Oh, goodness. Gotta love it. Somebody posted Christmas in the chat room. You know, what are you going to do? Someone said their kids just came flying and running into the room. You did that again. You did that around. Oh, Teacher Jen, where are you when we need you? And so thanks for the Hang on just a second. I got to type this. I can't let this one fly. I had to. I'm not going to say on the air what I just posted, but I just could not leave that one alone. Okay, chat room, you can start laughing now, any day now. Oh, Lordy. Rhode Island Ruby, I just have to pick on you as much as at all possible. So, oh, my goodness. All righty. We gave that way. Hey, send me an email. Send me an email, 347-637-3237. Tracy in Florida, you've won that hen saver, hen apron. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Hen saver, hen apron in the subject line, please, or just hen apron or Crazy K Farm. And then name. Name, phone number, email, and shipping address. Definitely need your shipping address. So send that over to me. And actually, Toby may contact you to see which, if you need a large fowl or a bantam sized, and you know if you want the camo one or a pink one or whatever. So she'll probably. Hey, Andreas is joining us. Hey, thanks for joining us from over in Norway. Andreas is a regular listener and in Norway. So Rhode Island Ruby says she is drawing a crowd at her office door, and she's got a lot of explaining to do. Oh, my goodness. I guess if she's listening, then and lots of people are crowded around Rhode Island Ruby's door, because she works. She listens to the show during the day while she should be working. Shame on you. So let's get some more attention for Rhode Island Ruby. So here we go. Turn up your speakers there, Rhode Island Ruby. Hey, everybody, I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer over here. It's okay, everybody. Rhode Island Ruby has one of my posters. She has it hanging in her office. It says, "Do not bother me while I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer." So she says she's going to get fired. No, you're not. No, you're not. Everybody's just going to laugh and have a good time about it. Oh, my goodness. She's been listening for a long time. Oh, my goodness. I better give Andreas a hard time for being late, too. Well, he's on, like, Norway time, so I can't give him a hard time for he does actually, you know, listen on time a lot. So let me scroll up here a little bit. I want to see if we have some fun here. You got to watch what you post in the chat room. There's some crazy folks in the chat room, let me tell you. You just never know where the topic's going to go. Oh, me. Actually, Jessie, it's not her lunch hour. She's out in California, so she wakes up, she gets ready, she drives to work, she gets out of her car, she goes in, she clocks in, she sits down at her desk. 9 o'clock is there. 9 o'clock, first thing she does. She's supposed to be working. All of a sudden, she clocks in. She sits down at her desk. And what do people hear in her office? Gosh, are we having fun yet? So I think we are. I think this is oh, my goodness. We're having fun yet. Okay, let's give away another prize. Let me think. $15 gift certificate to our friends over at critter-cages.com. They every Thursday, they give away an awesome brooder to one of our listeners. And then on Fridays, they give away a $15 gift certificate. Good as cash. $15 gift certificate to our friends over at critter-cages.com. Critter-cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today. And Andy, got any chickens in the news articles to tell us about? And let me see. I have to check our Facebook page. I know we post them a lot on our Facebook page, Chickens in the News. And so they're saying that Rhode Island Ruby can't pick the winning caller because she's having to explain to her boss what she's doing instead of working there. So, no, I think she can. Just post the winning caller number for this next contest, Rhode Island Ruby. Just post down whatever winning caller number you can think of within reason. And we'll have and so if you're not the winning caller, that's okay. Jesse wants caller number 8, but it's not your turn. And so it's not your turn. We're waiting for Rhode Island Ruby. Let's go with lucky number 8. Look at that! Oh, come on! How cheesy is that? Okay, caller number 8. Jesse wanted 8. Now Ruby says, "Let's go with lucky number 8." Oh my goodness! They're conspiracy in the chat room. Caller number 8. Hey, $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. Yep, give us a call. Even if you've won, if you haven't won anything from Critter Cages in the last 60 days, you're not eligible. So 347-637-3237. 347. I am not not going there. I'm not going there, Rhode Island Ruby. Okay, caller number 8, 347-637-3237. 347, this is why I'm late. Let's see, maybe there's some chicks hatching or something. I can't read anything at the top of that because it's all in... oh my goodness, I can't read that, Andreas. Okay, but beautiful pictures of the chicks, though, by the way. So, very cool. Caller number eight, $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. Super Grover, that is true. That is true. 347-637-3237. Give us a call right now. $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. Boy, are we having fun today in the chat room. This is a lively one. This is a lively fun Friday. This is one of the most lively fun Fridays we've had in a little while, which is good because there won't be a fun Friday next week because we'll be on the road heading down to Tallahassee, Florida for our big event there at the Woodville Ace Hardware there in Tallahassee, Florida. Going to have a big crowd there, going to have fun broadcasting live. So even though there won't be a fun Friday next Friday because we'll be on the road, Chicken Whisperer road trip, we will have a show the following day, Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. 10 a.m. Eastern. So no fun Friday next week. I know. Wait, what's that? I can hear everybody out in Radio Land. Yep, no fun Friday next week. I'll be on the road, vroom, heading down to Tallahassee for a big event there. No fun Friday show, but we'll be giving away prizes the next day, Saturday. So if you're over there on the West Coast, you'll have to wake up early because it'll be the 10 a.m. show Saturday, next Saturday, 10 a.m. at Eastern Time. So that's 7 a.m. over there on the West Coast. So no show Friday. But hey, don't worry. We'll have a show on Saturday, You may have to wake up early for it, Rhode Island Ruby, you know, 7 a.m. But there will be a, so very, very cool. Very, very cool. All righty, let's go. And we said, let's see, Jesse said she won't be around to listen Saturday. I'm sorry. What are those words on the tip of my tongue? Jesse can't listen next Saturday to participate in the Fun Saturday prizes. What's that I normally say? Oh, yeah, that's right. Sucks for you. Just kidding. You gotta love it. Yeah, Rodon Ruby says, that's too early. I'm going to be sleeping. So, Andreas has got a run from Norway. Thanks for stopping by and saying hello. Long time regular listener over there in Norway. Jesse's going to a show. I'm guessing a poultry show, maybe. So, awesome. Let's go over to the switchboard, call number 8. We got more prizes to give away. Lots of people want this $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. So let's see who we can have win here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Area code 906. You're on the air with Andy the Chicken Whisperer. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Super Jim.
Hey, all right. How cool is that? Awesome. I think we got a regular listener now, folks. So, hey, congratulations, 906. You were, hey, you're lucky. Youper Jim and has won $15 gift certificate to our good friends over there at critter-cages.com. Jim, thanks very much for listening. Thanks for tuning in today. Fun Friday, laid back, funny, craziness. After 4 days of seriousness, learning about all kinds of great things on the show, we got to lay back and just kind of chill out. So send me an email, my friend, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Critter Cages winner in the subject line, name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Send it over to me over the weekend. Today would be preferable, but as long as I get it before Monday morning, because that's when I'll probably send all these out and get that done. Let's see. Megan loses his code, area code 903. Yes. Oh, no. Hey, Cindy, Flower Girl said she would have sung Super Chicken for me. She would have sung Super Chicken if she would have won. Hey, man, I don't know. I don't know area code. You got to be call number 8. I don't know why, but someone wants to talk to me or call or make a loud noise whenever Andy goes, caller number. That's interesting. Let's see if we can get Moto Clown. She's still in Moto. Where's Moto? Yep, there. Moto Clown. You still listening? Still got your ears on out there? Breaker 19, Moto Clown. Let's see if we can get her 17-year-old to call. I know she thinks she's too cool to call. Somebody would have sung the oops. Oh, that would have been a good one. Let's get Moto Clown. Moto Clown, wake up. Where are you? Trying to get her. Let's get her 17-year-old to call. I'm too cool to call, Mom. I'm too cool. I've got peeps. I've got to impress. You know, I've got a rep to uphold. I've got people. And this is too cool. I'm too cool to call. Alrighty, come on now. How about, you know what? I can't make fun of her too much or him too much because there's someone else who's never called. And there she's commenting in the chat room now. Sweet potato. I don't think she's ever called the show. Not one time. Ever. Oh yeah, there's another one, good flower girl. I'm not down with that. That's a good one, too. I'm not down with that. I'm 17. I'm too cool to call CW. And come on now. Give us a call. Hey, we can get Jordan to call. Sweet Potato, I think that's her daughter. And we can get – and I think she's older. I think Jordan's 21, 22. So we can get – maybe we can get her to call and win Sweet Potato something. And so we'll just have to see.
I would do a contest regarding age, but then that's not, I don't think that's legal. Say, okay, this next question is for anybody under 25 years of age. That's not good. I think that's age discrimination or something, even though I'm 43. Or no, wait, I'll be 43 next month. I'm only 42 right now. So I don't think that would be legal. So, okay, Jordan wants to call, but they need another prize. Okay, let me think. Yeah, but see, the problem with that is Jordan may call, but she may not have fast fingers and be the right caller. So she can try to call, but I can't guarantee that she'll be the winner. But let's see. Okay, so she's 20. Okay. We still only have 10 minutes left in the show. So, spring chickens. Any of you spring chickens out there, give us a call. Let's see here. Okay, we'll do another gift certificate. Everybody loves gift certificates. It's like free money. It's cash money you can spend on their products. So we'll do a $15 gift certificate. Here's another one, $15 gift certificate to SolarNightEyes.com. SolarNightEyes.com. Solar, night, N-I-T-E. SolarNightEyes.com. So that's what we've got. Yeah, if you consider yourself a spring chicken, there's no age discrimination with that. Of course not. I just told you I like to hang out at a beach where the average age is like 78 years old because it's quiet and it's relaxing and cool, and I don't have to worry about, 18-year-olds pouring beer all over themselves, jumping up and down and acting the fool. So like happens down there in Daytona. So we've got a $15 gift certificate, cash money. Just like cash money, $15 gift certificate to SolarNightEyes.com, SolarNightEyes.com. And let me see. Let's just have – how scary would that be if Sweet Potato picks the caller and then okay, it says a non-chicken prize. Well, let me tell you, Sweet Potato, what you can do with this. If Jordan's going to call in, the Night Eye Solar is a predator protection unit. And so it's got two red LED lights on it. Not one, but two. Better than the competition. So it's got two red LED lights on it, and it's solar powered. So as soon as the sun goes down, these two red lights start to flash on and off. And then as the sun comes up, it turns off, and it keeps away predators. For example, if you want to repel deer, then you're going to mount this about 4 feet high at the eye level of the deer. If you want to repel raccoons, you know, 6 to 8 inches off the ground to repel the raccoons. Or, since a lot of people don't know what these are, they've never seen one, will it keep away terrorists? I was going to say, it's kind of related. What you can do, Sweet Potato, is you can mount this maybe by, say, your front door. And at night it turns on, at the daytime it turns off, and people aren't going to know what it is. Is that a video camera? Is it a laser death deterrent system? They have no clue. So I'm going to use it for to prevent predators from coming around. But you could mount this sucker, because when I put them all around our garden, I had people driving by going, "What's that?" I was like, "It's a laser security system to protect my tomatoes." "Don't you come in my garden. You'll get zapped by one of these lasers." So there you go. You can have Jordan call, and she could have, do something with it. So, okay. Sweet Potato, pick a caller. Pick the caller, Sweet Potato. Right now in the Jim says, "I'll trade my chicken crack treats for this cool prize." So 347-637-30. Perpetrators might think it's a video camera that they're so very cool. So all kinds of 347-637. Well, that's fine if she's going to call, Sweet Potato, but I need a number caller. She may win, she may not. But 347-637-3237. And Sweet Potato put in a number caller now in the chat room, and that's the number we'll take. This will probably be the last contest for the day. Last contest for today. 13. We already had 13, but that's okay. We can do another one. As long as I'm not choosing them, they can't tell me that I'm not being random. So 13. Caller number 13. 347-637-3237. Yeah, I already did 13, but hey, I didn't choose it. She did. 347. Let's not be too picky now. 347-637-3237. And caller number 13, $15 gift certificate to solarnighteyes.com. If you want to see that sweet potato, just go to the website. You'll see it in action. www.solarnighteyes, solarnighteyes.com. And Megan says, Chicken Whisper, you are definitely random. No one could ever call you otherwise. No, they're calling me other things, too. Oh, my goodness. Hey, let's check radar. Mister, I'm not a weather whisperer. I am not a weather whisperer, but I don't like weather. Weather's good. Mother Nature. But, okay, it looks like it's just kind of – it comes our way and then just kind of dissipates. Thank goodness for that. Maybe we have a lot of dry air here, and as it's coming over, it's just – I mean, it's just like really struggling to get to us. So I'm hoping. Now, let me stop that. Let me go ahead and put up the storm cells and see what we got, see if we got any threatening weather or tornadic activity or any type of hail coming our way. I'm not trying to be a Reed Timmer. Do y'all know who Reed? That'd be a good trivia question. Do y'all know who Reed Timmer is? I don't have a TV. I do have Netflix, and I have seen a couple of episodes of his show, Reed Timmer. And I am not the weather whisperer. So okay, it doesn't right now look like there's any. Still down, way down along the coast near Panama City Beach, have some hail going on. Don't see any rotation at all. It looks just like pretty much just rain at this point. Let's hope so. Let's hope it keeps it that way. So 347-637-3237 OCD. Yep, I'm OCD all over it. So Rhode Island Ruby? No, not Rhode Island. Okay, Rhode Island Ruby doesn't know him, but New Dawn Farm Girl says he loves Reed Timmer. Reed Timmer is crazy. I don't want to get in trouble saying that, but I've just read it. Whew, he is dedicated. He is extreme. Let me tell you, that's it's man, oh man. Oh my goodness. So, anybody else? I have met Reed when he has been here. So, oh, really? So you met Reed? Super Grover? Really? Tell us about it in the chat room. That's really cool. Hey, we're still looking for caller number 13, 347-637-3237. Give us a call in. This is for the $15 gift certificate to Solar Night Eyes, where we're talking about Reed Timmer. And I think I got about 4 minutes left, so I need to hurry up and get over here and get a winner for the prize. But, yeah, I mean, Reed Timmer is a well-known meteorologist / storm chaser. He's got this specially built armored car so he can drive right into, I think it's an F3 or less, tornado. And he's got radar on top of it, and he's got these things that shoot out of it, the probes that can go up into the tornado. I mean, he is hardcore. And, nuts is... Yeah, right. So he's got the specially built armored car. He can drive right into a tornado, right into the center. And they're called, the car is called the Dominator, I believe. And who wouldn't want one of those? And very, very cool. And there's some drama that goes on the show and things like that. Again, I don't own TV. I don't like TV, but this occasional Netflix episode that I'll pop that on. And Reed Timmer, so. Says it can actually handle the outskirts of an EF4. Okay. I think he can drive into EF3 or lower, I think it was, if I remember from that one episode that I saw. But yeah, so the outskirts of an EF4. But Reed Timmer, I am not. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think we said call number 13. Area code 989-989. You're on the air. Call number 13. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, it's Dwayne from Northern Michigan.
Dwayne, we've had a lot of Michigan callers lately, which is awesome. Thank you very much. Real popular up there in Michigan. Dwayne in Michigan, congratulations, number one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in and participating. And congratulations, you've won a $15 gift certificate to SolarNightEyes.com. That's Solar Night, N-I-T-E, SolarNightEyes.com. Predator protection for really, I mean, I use them around my garden for deer. I've got 13 or 14 of them. I mounted them on PVC. I made some PVC stands for them. I painted them green so they look nice, and then mounted these things, and they're all around my garden, and we haven't had a single deer in our garden all season long. So send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And Dawn, thank you very much for telling everybody about the Chicken Whisperer. We appreciate it. Today was a fun Friday. We sit back, relax, have some laughs, say some jokes, print some jokes, have a lot of winners, and it's just so fun. So we appreciate it. So, send me an email, winner, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Name, address, phone number, name, shipping address, phone number, and email. I'll get that over to the great guys at New Dawn bought a t-shirt yesterday. Yep, you can get your Chicken Whisperer t-shirt at chickenwhisperer.com. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. Have a wonderful and awesome weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday with Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, when we start getting a little bit more serious about chicken education Monday through Thursday. The chicken doctor, Peter Brown, here this coming Monday. Have a great, wonderful, and blessed weekend with family and friends, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye.